let's just speak for a moment about this particular case study. Oftentimes, buyers will look at two things: the price per square foot, which is very misleading. Look at the high-low price per square foot in the area that you're buying a property. You could see it from $150 to $215. Oftentimes, people just take the average of the price per square foot and say that's what the house should be. But what if the house is actually below average? That means it should be down to that $150 mark. But what if it's clearly above average? It should be in that $215 a square foot or whatever is going in that area. Almost set aside price per square foot. You could look at it just to see if the property's in the ballpark. But then the thing is, can you use your judgment to say, this thing's so overpriced? No, some properties have it coming to them. They deserve it. They have enough new features, or there's enough scarcity in the marketplace that the buyers are paying much higher price per square foot because it's a special property. Now, when you see, like in this example here, that the property was 12.3% higher than everybody else, the buyer said, well, shouldn't I come in 12.3% lower? No. The subject property that they were going to make an offer on and live for 10 to 15 years in that house was superb. It was better than the average. Now, in the end, as you can see in this case study, the typical list price was negotiated by 3.5%. And that's wiser to look at generally. What's the list price to sale price ratio? Like a $100,000 house coming down to $98,000 is a 2% ratio. $100,000 house to $95,000 is a 5% ratio. Find out, it's in the Home Scoop report, it'll tell you what that ratio is. That's simply a benchmark. If it's day one, the seller's probably not going to do that. If it's day 21, there's more likely. What we try to do is just look at what other buyers have done, like you, in this quadrant, and show you what the list price to sale price average is. If it's day 144, it could be a greater percentage off the asking price, unless the seller dropped their price a few days ago. Just take some insight from the real estate agent, look at the Home Scoop report, and get the property. And you know, live there for 10 to 15 years, but you know, be a smart buyer, look at the data. One thing I'm trying to caution buyers against, because this is where they don't get the property. They look at the average price per square foot and they make their offer based on what should be average. When this property has an amazing backyard or an incredible view, or its proximity closer to the lake or the ocean is so much more superior than anybody else's. Price per square foot doesn't take into account the quality of the lot, the quality of the two houses that flank it. If they're bad, they're ugly, the price per square foot doesn't reflect how both these other houses are ugly. It's only looking at the building itself. If the backyard slopes straight downhill, if it's a two-car and three-car world, if you have a screened-in porch, that doesn't show up. If you have a finished basement in your part of the country, that doesn't show up in price per square foot. It's just the main level and the upper level, if there's two. And so much is missing the appeal of the lot to be on a cul-de-sac versus a really busy part of the street. There's so much of the property doesn't show up in price per square foot, but those extra features have value. In any case, this is where you really start working with your agent to look at the closed sales and make an informed decision. And again, get the property and negotiate correctly. And just this reason for underbidding, oftentimes you won't ever get the property. Maybe some houses deserve significant underbidding. They're asking $500,000, you go in at $410,000 because the seller is way overpriced. If you have the data, that makes sense. As long as the seller is motivated to move right now. In any case, I hope this case study was helpful to you. and that your takeaway is that price per square foot is not necessarily the way to go, that's my number. It doesn't take into account updated baths, proximity to stores, flat backyards, location of where the lot is. All right. Hey, thanks for listening to this case study.